a very interesting 1961 prophecy from Tommy Hicks, from evangelist Tommy Hicks, describes the army of the last days that is rising right now. This was posted on Michael Snyder's website, The Most Important News, and I thought I'd share it with you. It's very interesting. There are 15 key points before we go through the vision, and that's what I'm going to read to you in just a second here. But with this, Michael Snyder goes on to say, if you are familiar with his work, you already know that he can't stop talking about the remnant that will rise in the last days, that will keep God's commandments and walk in his holiness, that will bring in the greatest harvest of souls the world has ever seen, and that will move in the power of the Holy Spirit like we haven't seen since the book of Acts. Even though I was not aware of this prophecy from 1961 until just recently, it agrees with everything that Michael Snyder has been preaching. The following are 15 key points that he pulled out of the vision. Number one, there will be an unprecedented move of God in the last days. God is going to use the nobodies during this great wave of the Spirit that is coming. There will be a great anointing on those that are ready to receive it. Some will refuse the anointing of God and the call of God. Make sure that you hear that call. This move of God will happen in Africa, England, Russia, China, America, and all over the world. There will be great signs, wonders, healings, and miracles. Hicks was told by Jesus that this is the mighty army that will rise in the last days. Spiritual translation will become common for those in this army. There will be great famine in the last days, according to the UN. This is something that is happening right now. There will be a tremendous harvest of souls as multitudes come to know Jesus. God is going to give the world a demonstration in this last hour as the world has never known. The true body of Christ will finally function as it was originally intended. A time of great persecution will strike as this mighty army is winning souls all over the world. Hicks saw great vials of God's wrath being poured out upon the face of the earth just after the rapture takes place. This lines up precisely with what was written in the rapture verdict about the timing of the rapture. In Michael Snyder's book, he details how the rapture comes immediately after the seven-year tribulation period has ended and just before the great vials of God's wrath described in the book of Revelation are poured out. This is how Hicks ended his account of the vision. But before we read number 15, let's actually read the vision. My message begins July 25th, about 2:30 in the morning at Winnipeg, Canada. I had hardly fallen asleep when the vision and the revelation that God gave me came before me. The vision came three times, exactly in detail, the morning of July 25th, 1961. I was so stirred and so moved by the revelation that this had changed my complete outlook upon the body of Christ and upon the end time ministries. The greatest thing that the Church of Jesus Christ has ever been given lies straight ahead. It is so hard to help men and women to realize and understand the thing that God is trying to give to his people in the end times. I received a letter several weeks ago from one of our native evangelists down in Africa, down in Nairobi. This man and his wife were on their way to Tanganyika. They could neither read nor could they write, but we had been supporting them for over 2 years. As they entered into the territory of Tanganyika, they came across a small village. They entered, the entire village was evacuating because of a plague that had hit the village. He came across natives that were weeping, and he asked them what was wrong. They told him of their mother and father who had suddenly died, and they had been dead for 3 days. They had to leave. They were afraid to go in. They were leaving them in the cottage. He turned and asked them where they were. They pointed to the hut, and he asked them to go with him, but they refused. They were afraid to go. The native and his wife went to this little cottage and entered in where the man and woman had been dead for 3 days. He simply stretched forth his hand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and spoke the man's name and the woman's name and said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command life to come back to your bodies." Instantaneously, these two heathen people who had never known Jesus Christ as their Savior sat up and immediately began to praise God. The Spirit and the power of God came into the life of those people. To us, that may seem strange and a phenomenon, but that is the beginning of these end time ministries. God is going to take the do-nothings, the nobodies, the unheard of, the no accounts. He is going to take every man and every woman, and he is going to give them this outpouring of the Spirit of God. In the book of Acts, we read that in the last days, God said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. I wonder if we realized what he meant when God said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. I do not think I fully realized, nor could I understand the fullness of it. And then I read from the book of Joel, Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. It is not only going to be the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, but he is going to give it to his people in these last days a double portion of the power of God. As the vision appeared to me after I was asleep, I suddenly found myself in a great high distance. Where I was, I do not know, but I was looking down upon the earth, and suddenly the whole earth came into my view. Every nation, every kindred, every tongue came before my sight from the east and the west, the north and the south. I recognized every country and many cities that I had been in. And I was almost in fear and trembling as I beheld the great sight before me. And at that moment, when the world came into view, it began to lightning and thunder. As the lightning flashed over the face of the earth, my eyes went downward, and I was facing the north. Suddenly, I beheld what looked like a great giant. And as I stared and looked at it, I was almost bewildered by the sight. It was so gigantic and so great. His feet seemed to reach to the North Pole and his head to the south. Its arms were stretched from sea to sea. I could not even begin to understand whether this be a mountain or this be a giant. But as I watched, I suddenly beheld a great giant. I could see his head was struggling for life. He wanted to live, but his body was covered with debris from head to foot. And at times, this great giant would move his body and act as though it would even raise up at times. And when it did, thousands of little creatures seemed to run away. Hideous creatures would run away from this giant. And when he would become calm, they would come back. All of a sudden, this great giant lifted his hand toward the heaven. And then it lifted its other hand. And when it did, these creatures by the thousands seemed to flee away from this giant and go into the darkness of the night. Slowly, this great giant began to rise, and as he did, his head and hands went into the clouds. As he rose to his feet, he seemed to have cleansed himself from the debris and filth that was upon him, and he began to raise his hands into the heavens, as though praising the Lord, and as he raised his hands, they went even unto the clouds. Suddenly, every cloud became silver, the most beautiful silver I have ever known. As I watched this phenomenon, it was so great I could not even begin to understand what it all meant. I was so stirred as I watched it, and I cried unto the Lord, and I said, O Lord, what is the meaning of this? And I felt as if I was actually in the Spirit, and I could feel the presence of the Lord even as I was asleep. And from those clouds, suddenly, there came great drops of liquid, light raining down upon this mighty giant. And slowly, slowly, this giant began to melt, began to sink itself in the very earth itself. And as he melted, his whole form seemed to have melted upon the face of the earth. And this great rain began to come down. Liquid drops of light began to flood the very earth itself. And as I watched this giant that seemed to melt, suddenly it became millions of people over the face of the earth. As I beheld the sight before me, people stood up all over the world. They were lifting their hands, and they were praising the Lord. At that very moment, there came a great thunder that seemed to roar from the heavens. I turned my eyes toward the heavens, and suddenly I saw a figure in white, in glistening white, the most glorious thing that I have ever seen in my entire life. I did not see the face, but somehow I knew it was the Lord Jesus Christ. And he stretched forth his hand upon the nations and the people of the world, men and women. As he pointed toward them, this liquid light seemed to flow from his hands into them, and a mighty anointing of God came upon them. And those people began to go forth in the name of the Lord. I do not know how long I watched it. It seemed it went into days and weeks and months, and I beheld this Christ as he continued to stretch forth his hand, but there was a tragedy. There were many people, as he stretched forth his hand, that refused the anointing of God and the call of God. I saw men and women that I knew, people that I felt would certainly receive the call of God. But as he stretched forth his hand toward this one and toward that one, they simply bowed their head and began to back away. And each of these that seemed to bow down and back away seemed to go into darkness. Blackness seemed to swallow them everywhere. I was bewildered as I watched it. But these people that he had anointed, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, in Africa, England, Russia, China, America, all over the world, the anointing of God was upon these people as they went forward in the name of the Lord. I saw these men and women as they went forth. They were ditch diggers. They were washerwomen. They were rich men. They were poor men. I saw people who were bound with paralysis and sickness and blindness and deafness. As the Lord stretched forth to give them this anointing, they became well. They became healed, and they went forth. And this is the miracle of it. This is the glorious miracle of it. Those people would stretch forth their hands exactly as the Lord did. And it seemed as if there was this same liquid fire in their hands. As they stretched forth their hands, they said, "According to my word, be thou made whole." As these people continued in this mighty end time ministry, I did not fully realize what it was. And I looked to the Lord and said, "What is the meaning of this?" And he said, "This is that which I will do in the last days. I will restore all that the cranker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, I will restore all that they have destroyed. This, my people, in the end times will go forth. As a mighty army shall they sweep over the face of the earth." As I was at this great height, I could behold the whole world. I watched these people as they were going to and fro over the face of the earth. Suddenly, there was a man in Africa, and in a moment, he was transported by the Spirit of God. And perhaps he was in Russia, or China, or America, or some other place, and vice versa. All over the world, these people went, and they came through fire, and through pestilence, and through famine. Neither fire nor persecution, nothing seemed to stop them. Angry mobs came to them with swords and with guns, and like Jesus, they passed through the multitudes, and they could not find them. But they went forth in the name of the Lord, and everywhere they stretched forth their hands. The sick were healed, the blind eyes were opened. There was not a long prayer, and after I had reviewed the vision many times in my mind, and I had thought about it many times, I realized that I never saw a church, and I never saw or heard a denomination, but these people were going in the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. As they marched forth in everything they did as the ministry of Christ in the end times, these people were ministering to the multitudes over the face of the earth. Tens of thousands, even millions, seemed to come to the Lord Jesus Christ as these people stood forth and gave the message of the kingdom, of the coming kingdom, in this last hour. It was so glorious, but it seems as though there were those that rebelled, and they would become angry, and they tried to attack those workers that were giving the message. God is going to give to the world a demonstration in this last hour, as the world has never known. These men and women are of all walks of life. Degrees will mean nothing. I saw these workers as they were going over the face of the earth. When one would stumble and fall, another would come and pick him up. There was no big I and little you, but every mountain was brought low, and every valley was exalted. And they seemed to have one thing in common. There was a divine love. A divine love that seemed to flow forth from these people as they worked together and as they lived together. It was the most glorious sight that I have ever known. Jesus Christ was the theme of their life. They continued, and it seemed the days went by as I stood and beheld this sight. I could only cry, and sometimes I laughed. It was so wonderful as these people went throughout the face of the whole earth, bringing forth in this last end time. As I watched from the very heaven itself, there were times when great deluges of this liquid light seemed to fall upon great congregations. And that congregation would lift their hands and seemingly praise God for hours and even days as the Spirit of God came upon them. God said, "I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh. And that is exactly this thing. And to every man and every woman that received this power and the anointing of God, the miracles of God, there was no ending to it. We have talked about miracles. We have talked about signs and wonders. But I could not help but weep as I read again this morning at 4 o'clock this morning, the letter from our native workers. This is only the evidence of the beginning for one man, a do-nothing, an unheard of, who would go and stretch forth his hand and say, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command life to flow into your body." I dropped to my knees and began to pray again, and I said, "Lord, I know that this thing is coming to pass, and I believe it's coming soon." And then again, as these people were going about the face of the earth, a great persecution seemed to come from every angle. Suddenly there was another great clap of thunder that seemed to resound around the world, and I heard again the voice that seemed to speak, "Now this is my people, this is my beloved bride." And when the voice spoke, I looked upon the earth, and I could see the lakes and the mountains. The graves were opened, and the people from all over the world, the saints of all ages, seemed to be rising. And as they rose from the grave, suddenly all these people came from every direction, from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and they seemed to be forming again this gigantic body, as the dead in Christ seemed to be rising first. I could hardly comprehend it. It was so marvelous. It was so far beyond anything I could ever dream or think of. But as this body suddenly began to form and take shape again, it took shape again in the form of this mighty giant. But this time it was different. It was arrayed in the most beautiful, gorgeous white. Its garments were without spot or wrinkle. As its body began to form, and the people of all ages seemed to be gathered into this body, and slowly, slowly, as it began to form up into the very heavens, suddenly, from the heavens above, the Lord Jesus came and became the head. And I heard another clap of thunder that said, "This is my beloved bride for whom I have waited. She will come forth even tried by fire. This is she that I have loved from the beginning of time." As I watched, my eyes suddenly turned to the far north, and I saw seemingly destruction, men and women in anguish and crying out, and buildings in destruction. Then I heard again the fourth voice that said, "Now this is my wrath being poured out upon the face of the earth. From the ends of the whole world, the wrath of God seemed to be poured out, and it seemed that there were great vials of God's wrath being poured out upon the face of the earth. I can remember it as though it happened a moment ago. I shook and trembled as I beheld the awful sight of seeing the cities and the whole nations going down into destruction. I could hear the weeping and the wailing. I could hear people crying. They seemed to cry as they went into caves. But the caves and the mountains opened up. They leaped into water, but the water would not drown them. There was nothing that could destroy them. They were wanting to take their lives, but they could not." Then again I turned my eyes to this glorious sight, this body arrayed in beautiful white, shining garments. Slowly, slowly, it began to lift from the earth, and as it did, I awoke. What a sight I had beheld. I had seen the end time ministries, the last hour. Again on July 27th at 2:30 in the morning, the same revelation, the same vision came again, exactly as it did before. My life has been changed as I realized that we are living in that end time. For all over the world, God is anointing men and women with this ministry. It will not be doctrine. It will not be churchianity. It is going to be Jesus Christ. They will give forth the word of the Lord and are going to say, "I had heard it so many times in the vision, and according to my word it shall be done. Oh, my people, listen to me. According to my word, it shall be done." We are going to be clothed with power and anointing from God. We won't have to preach sermons. We won't have to have persons heckle us in public. We won't have to depend on man. Nor will we be denomination echoes. But we will have the power of the living God. We will fear no man, but will go in the name of the Lord of hosts. What a powerful, powerful vision that was displayed to Hicks. There are several words in this that we are very familiar with today, especially churchianity. So many people have followed this religion of churchianity instead of following Jesus Christ. These mega churches and denominations Follow Jesus Christ. If the mega church or if the denomination is disobeying the word of God, follow Jesus Christ. Don't follow the church, follow Jesus Christ. Follow what the word of God says, not what man says. It's plain and simple. We are in the end times. We are in these days. And God is actively pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. I thought this was very, very, very powerful. Incredible. And I want to know what you guys have to say about it. Maybe you guys could share some of your dreams and visions in the comments. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.